Babe. Babe. Babe, come here. Here. Over here in the lab.
There you are. Come here. I need you. No, no, it's easy. Just sit here, okay? And yeah, yeah, like that. Perfect. This goes here, and can you raise this arm? No, there. Yeah, and that leg. No, the other one. Yeah, around here, and here. Oh, and here. Oh, and also here. Let's see. Oh, I guess we can do this and this. And also this. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good start. Let me look at you. Maybe I need some more rope. Can you move at all? No? Cool. Okay. That looks pretty good. Maybe one more. Good, good, good. Oh, fuck. No. No, shit. I was supposed to take off your pants first. Fuck. I guess I could undo everything and start over again. But then I never liked these pants anyways. Honestly, they do nothing for you. Try not to squirm. We don't want to nick anything, do we? Cool. I made a little access flap. Let's just cut through these. Ugh, you know you'd be a lot hotter if you just stopped wearing underwear. Just saying. There he is. Let's just get the machine over here. What, this? Oh, it's a milking machine, silly. To milk you, obviously. Milk you. You know, milk you. No, don't be ridiculous. Lactation doesn't work that way. This is to milk out your semen. Well, I mean, not all of it. No, just a pint. Yeah, a pint. Why? Oh, well, yeah, I guess technically it's a lot. When you factor in the average volume of ejaculate. Let's see. I did these calculations yesterday. You have the volume constant, and you carry the, about 44 times, give or take, you know, maybe 45. We have to consider diminishing returns, of course. But that's why I invented the milking machine. It's way too much work to do on my own. Yeah, 45 orgasms. Why? Don't be ridiculous. Of course you'll survive. I mean, yeah, it might not be comfortable, but it's necessary. Oh, definitely necessary. I need the genetic material to make the clones, of course. The clones of you, silly. Who else am I going to clone? Jeez. I need 31 clones. Originally I wanted 30, but then I realized I'm gonna need a spare. I mean, why? Why does anyone need 31 clones? Look, sweetie, you're great. Really great. So great. But you aren't willing to do everything that I need. And I really like your dick. And I figured if I just made some clones, then I can get what I need and you wouldn't have to put up with all the stuff that you don't want to do. So really, this is for you. You know. Ethical. Oh, darling. You do know what I do, right? What do you mean? I literally told you on our first date. I was very upfront about it. I did too. You asked, what do you do? And I said, I'm a mad scientist. No, it wasn't a joke. Why would that be a joke? That would be a really weird thing to joke about, don't you think? Well, look, it's hardly my fault that you didn't take me seriously. I was totally honest with you. Which, to be frank, isn't easy for a mad scientist. I put in the work and you let us both down by not doing your part. So now I have to milk you. It only seems just, right? You do see that, right? Oh, all kinds of things, I guess. I want to peg one of your clones. Yeah, I know you aren't into it. That's why we're here. And I've always wanted to try sounding. Jesus, don't be a baby. I'm not going to sound you. It's just a clone. And choking. I want to see what you sound like if I choke you to unconsciousness while you come. I honestly think about choking you all the time. I'm a little obsessed with it. Anyway, that one's the reason I need a spare. It can be a little dangerous, you know? And then there are a bunch of sex drugs I want to try out on you. Or your clone, yeah, you get me. And the biting and the cutting and, well, let's not get too caught up with specifics. Anyways, the point is, I need a bunch of genetic material to breed your clone so that we can both be happy and fulfilled in this relationship. So let's get a wiggle on and get you hooked up to this thing. Oh my God, would you stop whining like a little bitch? Man the fuck up. I only want to make you come 44 or 45 times in a row. Anyone would think I was being unreasonable the way you're carrying on. Seriously, who can think with this racket? I'm gonna need to gag you. Look, you did this. I was happy to milk you all nice and sweet. But you had to make me do this the hard way. Why does this always happen? Ugh. Okay, let's see. We need you to be hard for the machine to properly acquire your cock. So... Dude. You're not getting hard. What? What? Look, I can't fucking understand you with that gag in. Oh, I get you. Fear makes it difficult to get hard. Yeah. I get that. Let's see. Oh, I know. A blowjob. You love those. Just don't come. I mean, you can come, but I can't use the sample, so you'll still owe me 44 more, or maybe 45. Nice and wet. That's what you like, huh? No need to answer. I know it is. Wet and slow. And deep, right? And licking right here. I knew it. You're so easy. Oh, don't shake your head at me. I can hear the moans, you know. I can tell you like it. Just accept it. I suck cock like a champ. You're putty in my hands, aren't you? When you're in my mouth. Aren't you? Aren't you? You are. So you just sit there and get your fucking cock sucked and get all nice and hard for me. That's it. Look at that proud, thick cock. I love it. Now let's get one of these stretchy rings on it. This'll help keep it nice and tight and hard for the milker. There we go. Perfect. I think it wants a kiss. I think that's pre-cum. It is. That's pre-cum. I knew it. Let's just make sure you're as hard as you can be. The milker works best on a fully, extremely erect cock, you know? The acquisition mechanism can really lock in, you know? No? Well, it can. Trust me, I know about these things. It's kind of my job. Sensitive? You seem like you're sensitive. It's just my hand. Pumping, squeezing, caressing, tickling right here. God, you are so easy. Don't shake your head, it's obvious. You love it when I stroke this cock. You'd probably like to come all over my hand, wouldn't you? But you can't. Sorry. I need that cum for the clones. So let's get this milker attached. Just need a bit more. There we go. And... acquisition. And adjust here and here. And away we go. See? Not so bad, is it? It probably feels really good. I mean, I haven't tested it or anything, but testing isn't very mad scientist of me, is it? But it should feel good. Between the vacuum and the stroking motion. Should feel like a nice mouth, huh? A little own a hole, gobbling your dick up. What could be better? And look how hard you are in there. Your cock just looks ready to explode. God. I hope it doesn't actually explode. Some of these components are expensive. But I'm sure it won't. Probably. Oh, baby. Are you about to come? Superb. Oh, come for me. Come for your little clone brothers. They need you. I need you. I need you to fill that catch basin, okay? Fill it with all that creamy DNA. That's it. That's it. Come it'll shoot out in there. Oh, and whoosh, all sucked away and stored nice and safe, the clone breeding protocol. I'm so proud of you for giving me your baby batter with hardly any complaints. I mean, of course, it's hard to complain with a gag on. But still, you did a good job. Well, that was orgasm number one. Only 43 more to go. Well, maybe 44. Shh. Don't fuss, baby. Just let the milker do its work, okay? See? It's not going to let you get soft. Not till I have my pint of semen, anyway. Now, I have to go get the breeding chamber ready. You just sit tight. Like you could go anywhere. But you sit tight and let the milker suck out another load. And another, and another, and, well, you get the idea. And baby, I'm really so grateful. You didn't have to do this for me. I mean, okay, you did kind of have to, because I locked you up and literally gave you no choice, but metaphorically, you know. I'll be back in a while. Don't go anywhere. Oh, and baby, I cannot wait to choke your clone out while I fuck him. It's gonna be so fucking hot. And you made that possible. So, thank you. Really, thank you.